at 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A CBS News poll gauges reaction to the president's speech to Congress. Correspondent Vicki Barker.
Asked to choose which words best described how the speech made them feel, 68% said hopeful, 54% said proud, 27% worried, 16% angry.
Supreme Court rejects the Trump administration's bid to freeze foreign aid payments to USAID and State Department contractors. A conciliatory social media post by Ukraine's leader has the wheels turning again for the U.S. negotiating an end to the war with Russia. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on CBS Mornings.
I have literally just been on the phone with my counterpart, the Ukrainian National Security Advisor, talking about times, locations, delegations.
At a House hearing on sanctuary cities, this is Democrat Jerry Connolly.
American families, whether they're immigrant families or native-born families, deserve due process.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. The combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. As the cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, it makes it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, the sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel helps. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting it and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart. Older adults live relatively sedentary lifestyles, especially during the winter. And it doesn't help that people naturally hold their breath while lifting heavy objects. It's a phenomenon known as the Valsalva maneuver. And the sudden pressure surge can significantly spike blood pressure, increasing the risk of a cardiac event. And the problem becomes even more complex because heart attacks don't always start with a dramatic chest pain. Some begin with mild discomfort, shortness of breath, or nausea. So shovel in shifts and ask a neighbor for help. And seasonal weight restrictions are put into place on our roads every year when the frost is coming out of the ground. It's important to protect the pavement, which is damaged more easily by heavy loads during the thaw. So starting Friday, the Portage County Highway Department will impose seasonal weight restrictions on various county trunk highways. Portage County Highway Department will begin installing signs along all posted roads beginning at 7 a.m. on March 7th, and enforcement will begin when the signs are installed. And although the snow is flying now, Boulder Junction's Winter Park is officially closed for the season, and so is Sylvan Hills Tubing in Wausau. 9 Mile cross-country skiing may open back up, depending on how much snow we get and if it can be groomed. Otherwise, Granite Peak still has all of their trails open and lifts running for winter rec enthusiasts. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help in off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new 3-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Heavy snow will continue for a good chunk of the day with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow and potentially whiteout conditions at times here throughout the day today. Wind will gradually die down this evening. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down the presidential address with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and see what's ahead for Ukraine. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday, March 5th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, the same as yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs here in the state, $6.24, also the same as it was yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
We have a lot of stuff coming your way today, coming up next half hour. Derek Van Orden.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about the guest.
Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's western side.
Yes.
He's an elected official here in Wisconsin. Yes, Derek Van Orden is back in the news. And also, you may have missed this, but if you're a federal employee, I'm sorry to tell you that you don't have a real job.
Nope.
That does not count as a real job, federal employees. This from some relatively prominent Republicans. Saying those things out loud, we're just reporting what they say. So, sorry, guys, federal employees, yeah, that's not a real job. We'll go into more details after the 10:30 news. After the 11 o'clock news, Darren Van Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, will be here to talk about tariffs.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
And also the right to repair bill that we had talked about last week or the week before. And this would allow farmers, and you would think this would be a no-brainer, but this would allow farmers to fix their own equipment without having to download a very expensive app or go to the dealership to also pay for very expensive repairs. So this does seem to be a bipartisan bill, whether or not that's going to go anywhere, because, again, this is Wisconsin.
Yeah, bipartisan doesn't mean much in the state anymore.
Unfortunately not. As we always do for the last half hour of the show, we call it Audio Sorbet, a little cleansing for you. We lighten things up for the last half hour. Mm-hmm. So after the 11:30 news with the Oscars just handed out on Sunday night, we're going to talk movies. What is the movie that everybody else loves but you? And what is that film? We all have one. Calvin, Greg, and I, we would love to hear yours. What's the movie that everybody else thinks is so fabulous? And you're like, it doesn't just do it for me.
It's not that great. Oh, no. Now I have another one, too.
Oh, good, good, good. Save it. And we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Flipper Flips Out edition.
Oh.
So, and there's a video component as well. So stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though, with this from Daniel Bice in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The headline reads, Elon Musk-backed political group is posting fake pro-Susan Crawford ads on Facebook. I really wish people would get off of Facebook. I think it's a toxic, terrible place to be. I left it in 2019, and I couldn't be happier, and I've never missed it. I'm sorry, but those folks that I used to go to high school with, if I wanted to know what they were up to, I would have stayed in touch with those people. But yeah, this is all over Facebook now.
I wish Elon Musk would just run some companies or something. That's what I wish he would do.
In recent days, a group calling itself Progress 2028 has started running ads on the upcoming Supreme Court race between Judge Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, Elon Musk's boy. Judge Susan Crawford, according to one message, would reform cash bail and support second chances, not incarceration. Say thank you. Another digital ad encourages viewers, drop a comment below encouraging Susan Crawford to stand strong for compassionate criminal justice reform. Now, this almost sounds like it could be the flip side of Project 2025.
Yeah.
This again from Daniel Bice, but it's not. Progress 2028 is a front group funded by, Elon Musk, our co-president. It's underwriting these fake ads and text messages supposedly promoting Susan Crawford to the Supreme Court by tying her to what could be considered controversial positions like supporting Planned Parenthood. The goal, to chip away support from Susan Crawford in her race against conservative Waukesha County Judge, nice parting gift, Brad Schimmel. The election is April 1st. This same group, Progress 2028, aired fake ads purporting to support Kamala Harris. And it must have worked. It must have helped. People see things on Facebook and assume it's the truth. People see my friend's cousin's dog walker said X, therefore that makes it true.
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit more selective, I guess, about what you believe on these social media sites.
It'd be nice, but unfortunately, we've talked about this in the past, is that we know that not everybody is in this world as much as we are and don't view it with as maybe as a skeptical eye. So sometimes people just see it like, oh, okay, well, it says Susan Crawford is, you know, wants softer justice reform or whatever.
Right.
I don't like that. I'm not going to vote for her. All right, I got to move on. I got to go pick up the kids.
Because, and I know we know you have a life and you have all kinds of things going on. And if you are of a certain age, you're not only raising children, but you're helping care for your elderly parents. Mm-hmm. There, people have a lot going on in their lives. So I understand that. But again, you can't just take everything as gospel because your friend's cousin's dog walker said it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Progress 2028 is supported by Building America's Future. You got to love these names.
Yeah.
A Elon Musk-funded political nonprofit. Elon Musk spent $100 million over the last 4 years starting in 2022. It's not a new tactic, apparently, but its potential reach and impact are. Building America's Future, not new to Wisconsin. The nonprofit has reported it's already spent more than $2 million on TV ads attacking Susan Crawford in Wisconsin's five media markets. Lots of money. Elon is pouring all kinds of money into Wisconsin because he needs to make sure, and you may question why. Elon needs to make sure that Brad Schimmel gets his spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why would this be so important to Elon Musk?
Oh, I could tell you. It's because he owns Tesla. He's the CEO of Tesla. And for a while, he's been wanting to get Tesla dealerships in Wisconsin. They've said no.
Yes.
And if Brad, not for sale, Schimmel gets on the bench, then he'll probably be laxed on that and mostly be like, well, it's business. It's capitalism.
Right.
It's freedom of the businesses. Let him have it. And then he's free. Because I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. I don't think you can buy Teslas in Wisconsin. I think you have to
There are no Tesla dealerships in Wisconsin. And we talked about this earlier this week. Elon would like to change that.
Yes.
And there is a potential that this could end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And, you know, if Brad Schimmel's there, then it might kind of go Elon's way.
Yes.
So it's like Elon's just investing in the future. Right?
It's
in his future.
Well, I mean, but let's not forget Brad Schimmel, as he has said in the papers, he is not for sale.
Right.
And he likes to pretend that
even though he talked about going on his knees before people asking for donations.
Yeah.
That's all fine.
And because I'm always interested in this stuff, because Elon Musk is the richest man on earth, because they tell us, because zeros and ones mean something. $100 million, you said, in 4 years?
Yes.
That is 0.03% of his wealth.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's nothing.
It is really a minuscule amount of money for him.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like,
he doesn't even notice that.
When we talk about them spending this kind of money, it is a fraction of what they could be paying in taxes,
or giving to charity,
or paying more in Social Security, or doing something to help people. But they don't do that because why? Why would they do that?
When reached about this, Judge Susan Crawford said, "Quote: They are ascribing positions to me on things that I have never stated any position on, and certainly never anything I've had a case before me on. I think they are engaging in a lot of guesswork and speculation. I also think it's important that folks remember, and we did address this briefly yesterday, Brad Schimmel last week declined to say whether or not the Wisconsin Supreme Court came to the right decision in the 2020 election. Don't forget, we were this close to overturning the results of the 2020 election, which, after spending $2 million of our money, we found out it was a perfectly fair and legitimate election. But Brad Schimmel is still not, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. To be honest, says Brad, I didn't spend any time reviewing that. I've got a day job. I didn't go through that. I don't know the answer to what I don't know. And in a meeting with supporters last month, Brad commemorative coin fan Schimmel said that the Supreme Court treated Donald Trump unfairly, quote, I think the odds of an endorsement are probably pretty high because, you know, one thing he doesn't do is forget people that screw him over, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed him over, unquote.
He also thinks that January 6th participants couldn't get a fair...
They weren't treated fairly.
Fair trial.
They weren't treated fairly, Greg.
And also, just, you know, for the fun of it, Google Brad Schimmel and 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. See what his true feelings on that are. This man is a charlatan. He is trying to make himself seem like a level-headed...
A reasonable
man who just wants to enforce the law and the people's... No, he has an agenda, like every politician. They're not supposed to in a judge's race, but they do. And he's doing a poor, poor job of trying to hide his.
I don't know. I think he's doing an okay job. There are plenty of folks who are, I think, unaware.
I mean, well.
I do. That's kind of why we're pointing it out.
Yeah.
He will be Elon's man on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if you have no problem with your vote getting thrown out the next time the Republicans don't like the results of an election, Brad's your guy.
Yeah.
Brad is your guy.
If democracy and voting and the election process is too taxing for you, they have a solution.
Cast your vote for Brad. Yeah. When we return, there was a speech last night.
I heard about it.
I've heard some things about that. We'll kick that around just briefly. Stay close. You were listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last year that the Trump transition team had been funding itself through unknown private donations and refused to sign a General Services Administration transition support memo, which limited private donations to $5,000. The memo was never signed, and the transition's private donors still haven't been disclosed. Nonprofit news site Notice reports that previous transition teams disclosed that information by February 19th, including Trump's first transition. In November, Trump's chief of staff promised to disclose those donors. The Presidential Transition Act of 1963 allows money controlled by the GSA to fund presidential transition expenses, including office space, personnel, IT, and other support services to aid incoming and outgoing administrations. That funding is contingent on the incoming administration signing a memo of understanding and the $5,000 limit on private donations. But while Trump's team agreed on the terms of the new administration's move into the White House, it refused to sign GSA's transition support memo, allowing it to sidestep the limits and disclosure requirements. So between November 7th and January 20th, it's likely millions were received from wealthy donors and corporations, and Americans still don't know who funded its transfer of power and the influence it bought. We've linked the Notice report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, you can also call and text directly from the Civic Media app.
And it's only $300 today only.
It's free.
Oh, why? We can make so much money.
It's a free app. It's fantastic. You can listen to any of our stations all across the state. Mm-hmm. So we do have music stations. Civic Media has a number of music stations around the state. So if you want a little break, check out some tunes, you can do that. And you can also sign up for our newsletters, which, depending upon where you live in Wisconsin, whether it's here in Racine or you live in Oshkosh or Green Bay or Hayward, you can sign up for a newsletter specific to your area that covers local sports and local issues. And with the losing of local newspapers and so many local outlets going away and being bought up, it's really a wonderful resource, and our news team is killing it.
And you can get those news stories in the app, and you can always go to civicmedia.us. We were talking about this yesterday at a meeting. We have wonderful reporters on the scene, like in those small towns, getting those stories that affect your street.
Yep.
And so, civicmedia.us, get the app, get the newsletter. Sign up for the podcast. Just do it all. Get us into your life. We want to be next to you.
And spread the word.
Spread the word.
If you like what we do, please spread the word.
Yeah.
Because we are still, we're new. We're still a new
company.
We're still shiny new. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about Elon Musk's boy, Brad Schimmel, running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court and why this might be important for Elon financially. And we made a little error. And I wanted to correct this from Robert and Maureen in Richland Center. There are Tesla dealerships in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but state law prevents factory-owned dealerships.
Right. Yep.
So thank you for that. Musk wishes to have factory-owned dealerships. Right. So he can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. There are some cases moving through the court system that could, down the road, end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice if Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel, was the guy on the court with the deciding vote? Wouldn't that be handy?
Well, it's absolutely not a conflict of interest, I think, to have a guy spending that much money on you and then deciding a case that directly affects him. But then again, when should they ever recuse themselves for anything?
Well, that's true, because they're completely impartial.
Yeah.
Completely impartial. But thank you for that clarification. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
I did want to spend just a couple of minutes. There was a campaign rally, as PJ said, on the live stream last night in Washington.
Wow.
Yep. Donald Trump addressing the joint session of Congress for the first time since he was reelected. Here is the headline from the Daily Beast. MAGA melts down over Dems' refusal to clap during Trump's speech. They hate America, said Elon Musk, after congressional Democrats did not applaud. In case we have forgotten, because I do, there's so much news, it's easy to forget what happened last week. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm not blaming anybody for this, but let's remember when President Biden was giving an address to the joint session of Congress, and we had Marjorie Taylor Greene shrieking like a howler monkey in the back. That was apparently fine.
Yeah.
That was not a problem. But last night, this was completely unacceptable.
Yeah. And the thing is, let's also not forget Joe Wilson, who called Barack Obama a liar and didn't get thrown out as well.
Right.
But it's kind of standard. From what I understand, they're making it seem like the Democrats walked in and didn't applaud for anything at all. That isn't true. But also, check out any State of the Union. Now, this wasn't a State of the Union. I understand that because that's not what happens in the first year of a new term. But there are plenty of times when the opposition does not clap.
Oh, my gosh, please.
Both sides. I mean, I've watched sitting Republicans sit down and not clap when they're talking about trying to secure safe gun measures for children.
Yeah.
So you're going to get all huffy, puffy, poopy in your Pampers over them not liking your speech? Of course you didn't. We've heard this speech 1,000 times.
DEI hired Don Trump Jr. also blasting Democrats for not applauding Dad's speech last night. Quote, if you can't stand up and cheer for a kid with brain cancer being made an honorary member of the Secret Service, you might be a deeply disturbed and effed up person, according to Don Jr. I think that's great for that little boy. Unfortunately, for many other little boys who have brain cancer, that research now under Donald Trump has all been stopped.
Well, not to mention the fact that there'll be no chances of them getting better access to medical care because if the ACA is gone, it's going to be gone. And we don't have a president who's fighting on behalf of the people. He's fighting on behalf of the big insurance and medical companies.
And Putin.
Yeah, so I would like to go back. I'd like to see that and see if nobody was clapping for that. Also, totally well-balanced human thing to say, Don Jr.
Oh, yeah, he's so level.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He's just even keel Don Jr. all the time.
Yeah.
Completely. I guess on the one hand, I am relieved because there are some folks who want to see the Democrats really go crazy.
Yeah.
And wanted to see, I don't know if they expected, there were rumors going around that some of the Democrats were going to bring in noisemakers.
They brought signs in.
They brought signs in, which, again, is a silent protest. Mm-hmm. But I don't want them to behave like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. I don't think that helps.
I don't think they can pull it off the same way she can. She has a natural crazy to her. That's just deep well inside of her. Democrats trying to be trying to buck the system. It doesn't work. What they did last night was Al Green getting kicked out because he said that the president didn't have a mandate because he didn't have a, he doesn't have a
1.5% is not a mandate.
Nope.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cleansing breath. PJ in the live stream says that kid was a prop, unfortunately. And all good things to that little boy and his family. Nothing against that. It's all the other little boys with cancer and their families that now we have to be concerned about going forward.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're talking tariffs and the right to repair bill with the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. I hope you can stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
And a Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to launch a new program aimed at giving incarcerated mothers and their infants more time together. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin and cited a 1991 law requiring the Department of Corrections to provide a mother-young child care program for incarcerated individuals with a child under 1 year old. The program would include accommodations for mothers to be in the least restrictive confinement possible to care for their child. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock. With snow continuing through late this afternoon, winding down this evening, the winds are whipping, gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. It's pushing the snow sideways and reducing visibility. And tonight, we crash cold down to the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we talked to State Senator LaTanya Johnson of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, and we meet new State Assembly Representative Russell Goodwin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, the deadline to register to vote via mail or online for the April 1st general election is Wednesday, March 12th. So that is a week from today.
Gotcha. Yep.
You want to check out all the ways to register to vote in case you are not registered yet. Go to myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make a plan now. Turnout is going to be everything. It really is. And the other side is going to be very, very motivated to make sure that Elon's guy gets on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So go to myvote.wi.gov. Make a plan to go to the polls, either vote early or go to the polls on April 1st. Take some friends with you. Make it a thing.
Yeah.
Make it an event.
Get out there.
Get out there and take part in the process. It's really, really important.
It will most likely, depending on the time of day you go, it will probably take you all of, from getting out of the car to getting back in your car, about 5-10 minutes
yeah.
at the most.
Again, this is usually a very low turnout election, the spring elections. There are a bunch of referendums, a bunch of school referenda that are going to be on the ballot, depending upon where you are. But the one statewide race that's pulling in all kinds of money into Wisconsin is the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So please make a plan to vote just a couple of weeks away. It is April 1st.
Yep.
Before we went to the news, we were talking about the campaign speech that was delivered in front of both houses of Congress last night. Ollie from the Northwoods has been very patient and wanted to comment about that. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Ollie?
Ollie, are you there? She might have fallen asleep. She waited so long.
I know. You're so patient.
Ollie, if you want to call back, please do. 855-752-4842. Again, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to move on to Representative Derek Van Orden, who loves his constituents.
He loves everyone, Jane.
He really does.
He loves America.
He's just the warmest, fuzziest, most responsive representative probably in Wisconsin history.
When you look at him, you just think of like, oh my God, it's Congress's grandpa.
Marius Pacuzza in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Representative Derek Van Orden threatens to report already fired VA employee to Elon Musk's Doge.
What?
Yeah. A disabled veteran named Tony Ruiz, who lost his job at the Los Angeles VA in early February. He's one of the thousands of probationary employees at federal agencies, including the Department of Veteran Affairs, who have been fired in recent weeks. Ruiz says he sent Derek Van Orden a LinkedIn message on February 10th, a week after he got laid off, asking him to please stop these firings. Because these are, I know shockingly, affecting real, actual people with lives and families and responsibilities.
And Derek Van Orden is a vet. He served in the Navy as a Navy SEAL. I would understand why this gentleman would want to reach out to a fellow vet.
Absolutely.
To say, hey, advocate, please help us.
Here is how Derek Van Orden responded to this request. Quote, I will be referring you to Doge, as it seems that at that time on a Monday, you should have been working for veterans, not posting trash about your boss, President Trump. There needs to be accountability now. Have a great day. Yeah, it seems Derek was unaware that Ruiz had already lost his job and was not sending a message on work time to ask to get his job back. I don't know, Derek, maybe reading comprehension isn't high.
Not to mention
on his list.
Even when he was employed with the VA, his boss isn't Donald Trump. His boss is probably a dude named Rick. Like, I love when they say, they're like, dude, boss, Donald Trump. No, he works for a guy who works for a guy who works for, like, no one's working for Donald Trump. And why would you think that responding like that is normal?
But that's his response. But he always responds like that.
I guess that's
his normal.
That's a blanket question I have towards any. I mean, there's the now famous Capitol or Senate pages he yelled at. There are
the library worker.
He yelled the thing that was at the RNC this past year.
Yep.
There's the reporter he got in her face about just asking simple questions about the budget. I mean, this guy does not know how to have a normal conversation. It is zero to Derek Von Bully in a second.
Absolutely. Shockingly, Derek Van Orden declined an interview request from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Instead, his office sent a reply mentioning backlogs. What? that the VA currently has, adding, this shows, quote, why VA employees should be processing claims at work instead of spending time on social media, unquote. If there are backlogs at the VA, this seems like a wrong time to be firing a bunch of people
yes.
who could be addressing the backlogs at the VA.
Yeah, there's a whole host of problems at the VA that no one denies. It's one of the worst kept secrets that there's a lot of dysfunction there.
Absolutely.
And that's the place you want the VA and a children's hospital to be the most gleaming, wonderful like place to walk in, get their thing done, go home. No one worries. But the VA has a lot of problems. And unfortunately, Donald Trump didn't walk into office on January 20th and fix the VA either. This happened. This gentleman's fired. And now the backlog's going to be even worse. And these veterans who gave their time, energy, and bodies now are just being once again pushed to the side right next to the farmers to say, hey, we love you, but not enough to help you.
Exactly. We're not going to actually do anything about it. We love to talk about how much we love you.
You stand next to me on a holiday.
This employee who just got fired, 47-year-old Tony Ruiz, had just won an Employee of the Quarter Award and got a $1,000 bonus. When he was fired in early February, he was told it was for performance, which is essentially what most federal employees have been told, even though they can bring their latest review and say, yeah, I got all A's or whatever, however they mark those.
Also, I have a question. This is a literal HR question. When you want to fire someone for that, for performance, you have to have a ramp up of things. You have to have a verbal warning, a written warning, a final warning. You have to protect yourself.
It's a process. Yeah.
To protect yourself against unemployment claims. This just seems like they're opening themselves up to lawsuits because I don't think it's an at-will position for these. I don't know. If you know, please let me know. Please let us know. But if you use performance as the reason for the firing, that seems like liability to me. I don't know.
We'll see how it plays out in the courts.
Yeah.
Ruiz did join other federal workers who'd been fired from the VA. He was at the speech last night. He said he was trying to meet with Derek Van Orden before he leaves D.C. As for his future, he's considering moving to Wisconsin and running against him.
Boom. Oh.
And I also want to remind folks, and again, this happened last week and we hadn't had a chance to get around to it yet. There seems to be an attitude by some lacking respect for people who work for the federal government.
Yeah.
We have a quote from none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about federal employees. If you're a federal employee, we would love to hear from you at 855-752-4842. Calvin, let's play this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene on people who work for the federal government.
But the American people disagree with you. You're protecting the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is not a business. Those are not real jobs producing federal revenue. By the way, they're consuming taxpayer dollars. Those jobs are paid for by the American tax people who work real jobs, earn real income, pay federal taxes, and then pay these federal employees. Federal employees do not deserve their jobs. Federal employees do not deserve their paychecks.
There you go. You don't deserve it because, correct me if I'm wrong, federal employees actually pay taxes, don't they?
So this is a question I had for you, Jane. Have you ever heard someone say something you believe is so dumb that you go to Google thinking, maybe I'm the dumb one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's a secret that I don't know. And I Googled today, I'm a Google machine, do federal employees pay federal taxes? And after Google got done laughing at me, they said, yes.
Yeah.
So what she's saying, wait for it, makes no sense.
She's not the only one.
Of course not.
White House advisor Alina Habba has defended all of the job cuts under Donald Trump and says she has no sympathy for the thousands of people who have lost their jobs. Quote, I really don't feel sorry for them. They should get back to work for the American people like President Trump and this administration when he's not golfing. It was also noted, though, that some military veterans were part of that group. Alina says, we don't mean we forget our veterans. We're going to take care of them in the right way, but perhaps they're not fit to have a job at this moment or not willing to come to work. And we can't, you know, I wouldn't take money from you and pay somebody and say, sorry, you know, they're not going to come to work. It's just not acceptable. So you have no value, guys.
Nope.
And it's not us saying that. It's members of the Trump administration.
And shut up and work. If you have a job, which you should feel lucky and be like the president, or go away. And if you're a vet, you're not vetty enough for us, I guess.
855-752-4842. If you would like to weigh in on this. Pretty harsh remarks from Republicans about federal employees. Yeah, you don't deserve your job, and you don't.
I guess the question I have for the live stream or whomever the disagreeers, the dissenters among the show, where are you when we talk about this total lack of respect for vets and for these federal workers who are being fired for no good reason? I don't hear people crying out, well, They're not worth it. They're terrible. No, because we don't say that about vets. This is not something where people jump in and start getting all defensive of Trump. He is disrespecting our veterans who are just trying to live their life after doing what this country asked them to do, which is sacrifice their time, their energy, and possibly their bodies for this nation. I think a simple response from Derek Van Orten to this from Mr. Ruiz would have been, thank you for contacting me.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yes. First of all, thank you for your service. I will look into it. Even a form letter. My God, man. And Marjorie
Taylor. That's not his style.
Oh, God. Where's Jasmine Crockett when we need her in that room?
Ollie from the Northwoods is back. Ollie, we are up against the break, but thanks for calling back. What did you want to say real quickly?
Well, I'm sorry that I cut you off earlier. I was receiving a call back from Governor Evers' office. The second one in 2 days. So I want people to know that Governor Evers is listening to his constituents and not hiding out from town hall meetings. He does care, and there is hope. I also had comments about for that young man, Trump said that he got cancer from chemicals. And so not only is he doing away with cancer research, he's also doing away with the EPA, helps cover, protect us from pollutants. Many people with asthma, and kids are getting asthma more and more these days, have terrible health issues and end up in the hospital and many dying.
You make really good points, Ollie. Thank you so much, and thank you very much for listening. Speaking of, run away.
Who now?
We have an update. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio WXCO. No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour, for the last half hour, we try to lighten things up a little bit just so we can all take a breath.
Yeah.
So Oscars were just awarded on Sunday night.
Yes.
So we're thinking about movies. What movie does everyone else love that you hate? No judgment zone.
No, none.
No judgment zone. We all have our own opinions.
I know my taste in movies not very good.
But we would love to hear what is the movie that everybody loves but you.
Yeah.
So that is after the 11:30 news. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Flipper Flips Out edition. There's also a video component we will include in the show notes. So stick around for that at the very end of the show. Did want to talk about, though, the bravery being exhibited by our Republican representatives. Of course, a couple of them had town halls last week. Representative Scott Fitzgerald, who hasn't, I don't know, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
I'm so glad he's still okay. Scott Fitzgerald and Glenn Grothman held a couple town halls last week where they got pushback.
Yes.
From people who were not happy. And then the head of the National Republican Committee came out and said, don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
No more town halls. It's making us look bad. These clips are going viral. We can't have that. So stop doing them. But that is not stopping our brave, brave Republicans in Wisconsin. Tom Tiffany says he will continue to hold in-person town halls throughout the year. Representatives Brian Stile and Glenn Grothman have suggested they will also continue to hold in-person events. However, Tony Weed, newly elected in the Green Bay area, says he's going to hold a telephone town hall. A telephone town hall. He didn't say whether he would host in-person town halls. Also, I think it's important to remind folks that there was supposed to be a rally this Saturday. We talked about it last week. Dr. Kristen Lierley put it on her Facebook page. Mm-hmm. The Brown County GOP, they had an open event. set for this Saturday at Town Line in Howard, featuring Tony Weed, Brad Schimmel, John Macko, Todd Delane. Now, this is from listener Greg. Thank you so much for sending this in. He said this showed up on a local Facebook page I follow in Green Bay. Now, this previously open event is a private event. Despite being listed as a public event, now it is a private event meant for members and supporters, and they'll ensure it runs smoothly by checking and logging IDs at the door. Law enforcement will be there for everyone's safety, according to the Brown County GOP. Thank you, Greg, again, for sending that in. Yes, the previously public event set for this Saturday, because they're so brave.
They're brave.
They're willing to take the heat from their constituents on unpopular decisions, but maybe not so much.
They're willing, Jane, to listen to the people as long as they know exactly which people are going to be there asking which questions they want them to ask and make sure the doors lock from the inside.
Yeah, we don't want any scary people asking hard questions. Yeah. I hate when people ask hard questions. Christine from Slinger, by the way, texting in, listening on WAUK. Please mention the protest yesterday in Waukesha. Lots of people going by in their cars and beeping in support of democracy. Thank you. I was surprised to see so much support in a red area. And again, now Derek Van Orden is calling anyone who protests against these policies,
yes,
they're agitators. They're Russian agitators, apparently.
The same people who the same kind of agitating they did in Germany back in the 30s.
Right.
Oh, that can't be good.
855-752-4842. If you would like to chime in on this, Cassandra from New London is on the line. Good morning, Cassandra. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, you guys. I was actually planning on going to that event that Tony was going to hold for Mr. Schimmel. But that's the first I've heard that he kind of closed that off. So that's a little disappointing.
Yep. Isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's interesting. Tony likes to pat himself on the back a lot lately. He, if you look on his Facebook recently, he called somebody that was going to be accepted to one of the military academies. And I think it's interesting that he's not mentioning to these people that are going to be in the military that they may have to follow illegal orders that the president wants to have us do, especially since we can't, follow through with our First Amendment right to protest.
Yeah, that's something that came up yesterday. Yeah, that came up yesterday, Cassandra. Thank you for that. And I appreciate you listening. Yeah, they don't want to answer the tough questions. They don't want to have to be held accountable for what's happening under the administration that they are fully supportive of.
Yep. The other thing, too, is like you tell those people who are accepted into military academies or anyone just joining the service, and by the way, great on you, congratulations, that when you get out and you are a vet, don't expect any respect from this administration either, because they don't care about you at all.
And again, we're getting claims now. They were all paid protesters.
Who?
Please call us if you got paid. I would love to talk to you. And I'd love to find out how I could get paid. That'd be really, really nice. I could use a little supplemental income on the side. News is coming up next. And when we return, Darren Von Ruden.
There it is.
Head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. I got the name right. Is going to be with us. We're talking tariffs. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Aaron. Too many Derricks, too many Bonds, too many Vans. I'm confused. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. At least two deaths in Mississippi blamed on violent weather that tore through the South. This woman's in Louisiana.
We're thankful. The house is damaged, but we are here. We're safe. And so I give God all the honor and the praise and the glory for taking care of us through this storm.
High winds could be a factor today in much of the eastern half of the country. A student at a high school in Florida has been diagnosed with measles. Fellow classmates are concerned.
Pretty scary. Turns out you can die from that. So, like, scary world we live in.
The U.S. Supreme Court today turned aside a Trump administration request to freeze nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Ukraine's president says he's ready to talk peace with Russia. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on CBS Mornings.
This was a positive step forward in terms of President Zelensky talking about moving forward towards a partial ceasefire, a full ceasefire, and then a lasting and permanent peace.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot.